Are we thankful for the Earth? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Raymond Boisvert, professor of philosophy at Siena College, explores whether we do enough to give back to the planet that gives us life.
Thanksgiving is pilgrims, turkey, football, and now shopping. More basically, giving thanks is an activity that defines humanity. Some religions make it central. The word Eucharist, for example, means Thanksgiving. Giving thanks is part of a human activity, gift exchange. Acknowledging something as a gift precedes giving thanks. So important is the pattern of give, receive, give back that some thinkers identify it as crucial for holding societies together. People who knit interconnections via gift exchanges create more stable communities than those whose only glue is external rules. Ours is an age dominated by the contract. Contracts are entered into only when specific mutual benefits can be identified. Once the exchange is completed, the relationship ends. By contrast, the gift and gratitude context assumes an open-ended, ongoing relationship. Take Mother Earth, whose bounty Thanksgiving celebrates. Humans start out as beneficiaries. The Earth's gifts are given freely, not as the result of a contract. This initiates the cycle of give, receive, give back. How do humans fare in this regard? Not so well. Thanksgiving finds us offering verbal thanks to a divinity and to those who share our table. Mother Earth, we take for granted. Worse, we pervert the step of giving back. Giving in grateful return should find us acting in ways that enhance and benefit our most fundamental benefactor. Instead, our giving back involves just the opposite, activities that defile, pollute, diminish, and destroy. The beneficiaries of bountiful gifts, who celebrate a holiday called Thanksgiving, thus reveal themselves to be deeply ungrateful. Mother Earth, source of the gifts for which we give thanks, does not have much, herself, to be thankful for. We can change this, but it would involve giving thanks in deed, not just in words.
That was Raymond Boisvert of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.